Lecture 6, The Calendar, A Communal Life Cycle.
In our last lecture, we discussed prayer. And prayer, of course, takes place on a daily basis. But enhanced prayers are recited on holidays. And these holidays are dispersed throughout the Jewish calendar, throughout the year. And what we will have to do to understand the significance of the holidays is to examine the nature of the Jewish calendar. A somewhat apocryphal story tells of a Jew who was about to be shipped off in Russia to the Gulag. And he managed to ask the local rabbi the following question. There might be the possibility of my smuggling one book to the isolated labor camp. What should that book be? If I can get it in. And we might have imagined the rabbi suggesting a prayer book, a siddur in Hebrew, or possibly a Bible. And yet the response was, take a Jewish calendar. If you know that you are celebrating the various holidays and also keeping the days of communal mourning by fasting, together with the rest of the Jewish community dispersed throughout the world, you have maintained your identity. And Judaism today has a fixed calendar that determines all of its holidays, and this is arguably the most important unifying factor in what is otherwise a frequently fragmented religious community. Because notwithstanding all their other disputes, the calendar is universally accepted by all groups practicing Judaism today. And so we have to understand how the calendar functions and what are its components. Now, the basic characteristic of the Jewish calendar is its system for reckoning time and time cycles. And the system is commonly described as lunisolar. In other words, it goes both by the moon and by the sun, which is rather complicated. The months of the Jewish calendar are lunar. Each new month is determined by the renewed conjunction of the moon with the sun. That is, the positioning of the moon precisely between the earth and the sun, so that the moon does not receive the light reflected on it from the sun, or we can't see light reflected on the moon. So that is to say, the beginning of the month begins when the moon is totally invisible. And this alignment of sun, moon, earth, takes place every 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3 1/3 seconds. And as a result, the Jewish month will be always either 29 days or 30 days. So distinct from the calendar that we know that has a 31-day month every now and then, the Jewish calendar has either 29 days or 30 days to its month based on the position of the moon. A lunar year, meaning 12 such lunar months, would extend for approximately 354 days. However, a solar year, that is to say, one circle of the earth around the sun, right, is the year that determines our seasons. The position of the earth opposite the sun is what determines our seasons, and a solar year lasts for 365 days. So there is an 11-day differential between a lunar year and a solar year. And this is crucial for the Jewish calendar, because the holidays of the yearly Jewish cycle commemorate, among other things, the seasons of the year and the agricultural status of the fields. And as a result, they are determined by the solar year. Passover, for instance, is by biblical definition a spring festival. If the yearly cycle were determined simply by counting 12 lunar months, something very interesting would happen to that Passover. Passover would slowly creep back from the spring into winter because the lunar year is 11 days shorter. So if hypothetically, in any given year, Passover, let's say, was on April 1st, the following year it would be 11 days earlier, it would be on March 19th, the following year it would be on March 8th, and so on, and it would slowly creep back into the winter. This is exactly what happens with the Muslim calendar, what happens to Ramadan. Since the Muslim calendar is in fact solely a lunar calendar. The Ramadan, in fact, makes its movement around the solar year and actually is celebrated at different times of the year on a regular basis.